Your broadcasting fee and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Good morning, Greenwich. It's 9:30 on Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk with me, Jen Graziano. I'm a licensed funeral director and co-owner of my family's funeral home, Cox and Graziano, located at 134 Hamilton Avenue. And as part of our commitment to the community, I come to you every Wednesday talking to people that matter about things that matter in a place that matters right here in Greenwich. So on this gloomy, somewhat cold first morning of May, I am joined on 1490 WGCH. Thank you, Bob, and welcome, Facebook Live viewers. Good morning. Thank you, Tim. I am here with Kara Kalenic, the COO of Connecticut Dermatology Group, now located right here in Greenwich, but several other locations throughout Fairfield County that we'll talk to. In the back hiding, but I'm still going to say hello to you, is my friend Rebecca Muskis, who is the director of marketing and event coordinating there. And that's such your passion and talent. I know you from your Green of Greenwich days, such a beautiful shop. Shout out to them. But we're talking today about skin health, about youth, about aesthetics, about medical skincare needs, and how this unique facility has meshed the two together. And it's right in our backyard. So welcome, Kara.
No, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Excited to have you here. Let's start at the beginning. You started in, your first office was where?
Westport, Connecticut.
Okay, so now it's Westport, Norwalk.
Well, it moved to Norwalk okay. To get more space.
Okay.
Then we have Stamford. We added Milford in 2015.
Milford.
And this year we added Greenwich.
And you are located right behind Citarella on what?
Yes.
Is it Holly Hill?
If you use the Holly 50 Holly Hill, you'll get to our front door. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, nowadays with Waze, use the exact address.
Right.
50 Holly Hill. So that's a great space. There are plenty of parking.
Yes.
So I'm going tomorrow for the first time. I'm very excited. Any recommendation of yours, I will gladly take. But what I want to really discuss today is there are so many advertisements as you drive through Greenwich mm-hmm. of places that can enhance your aesthetic appearance.
Right.
I want to talk about kind of, well, first of all, why you're different.
Okay.
But some of the psychology behind that, because you have equal numbers of people, I'm sure, who argue that, you know, what God intended, leave alone.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you don't have to go under the knife for procedures.
Exactly.
You can do a little something to pick you up, walk out and feel great, and you can do this at any age. So talk a bit about what's transformed in your field.
Okay, well, we started off as a medical dermatology office.
Okay.
My husband is actually the skin cancer surgeon there. So that is really how we built up our practice, by treating skin, making sure everyone's healthy, looking for skin cancer, treating it. And those people kept asking, when would we start doing things like Botox, fillers, any cosmetic thing that they wanted. They didn't want to leave the office because they trusted the providers at our office.
So talk about the people who were asking for that. So they were medical clients.
Yes.
Assessing their medical needs, treating their medical needs. Were they all female? Were they male? Were they over 50, under 50? We live in this world where everything is on social media and through filters. It's got to be a scary thing to see people in their natural form, because filters enhance appearances so much.
Right.
And that's the far end of the spectrum. But I'm sure, you know, talk about who's asking for this and what are they asking for? Are they dramatic changes that they're asking for?
So you don't see any dramatic, like, turn head changes when you leave our office.
Okay.
That's more LA, more plastic surgeon. Ours are very subtle and over time. It's a plan. Not everything can get done at once, but mm-hmm. we set up a plan for you to address all the aspects, just like when you go to hairdresser. You don't just get a shampoo and say, oh, I look great. You get a shampoo, a cut, a color, a blow dry, and then you're happy with your look.
Right.
And that's that stylist will then say, okay, in 6 weeks we're doing this.
Right.
And that's how you maintain your look in your skin and aesthetics.
Right.
There's maintenance as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know. It'd be nice if the color would just stay Right. The way that does that day, so but it doesn't work.
Our population is usually moms. Okay. Moms kind of direct skincare and health for the family. So they'll come in either with their babies or their children and then schedule a full body skin exam for themselves. And while they're there, they'll talk about, well, how do I get rid of these wrinkles? Or, you know, is there anything I can do about these spots? Then we'll have the husband show up and they don't know why they're there. They'll just say they're there because their wives sent them. But that's exactly what you should be doing, because just like when you go to the dentist, a small problem is a small fix, right? And so if you go to the dermatologist,
it becomes a big problem.
Exactly, exactly. So it's nothing to worry about, and it's perfectly great to show up and have nothing wrong with you, you know?
Right.
So,
but it's good to know that there's nothing wrong with you through a medical assessment. Yep. So you're routing me into announcing something that you're doing next week, which I think is wonderful, and everyone should be aware of this. A free skin cancer screening is going on at Connecticut Dermatology's Greenwich office next Saturday, May 11th from 8 to 12:30. This is such the silent killer, if you will. This is something that we don't often think about. I mean, myself, the older I get, you do become cognizant of the sun. Like, I have a hat now to go, and right. I actually wear sunscreen. At 18 years old, that's not what I was doing.
Right.
You know, it was a quest. How long could you stay out there? And with your Hawaiian oil number 4,
yes.
SPF, the full 4 I had.
I was there.
Yep. And, well, you look really good, so that's
an
even more testament to your practice. But we all did that.
Yes.
You know, my mom will tell stories of, you know, what she did, and she's such an olivey skin person to begin with. But there are ramifications of that, and you often don't know that you could have marks on your body that merit attention.
Right. And a lot of people that we will find skin cancer on will say, I haven't been out in the sun in 20 years.
Right.
Well,
right.
Right. But you were when you were younger.
Right. It's not what you've done last summer. It's
exactly.
what you've done, you know, 20, 30 summers ago. So, and it's not to scare anybody, but if there is this available service right here, it doesn't, the only harm will be not going.
Right. And you know what? We take insurance. I don't think a lot of dermatologists in Greenwich take insurance.
No, that's very true.
And that's one reason why we thought, you know, there's plenty of people who pay into their insurances and want to use those benefits. And, you know, we use most insurances are, you know, taken in our practice.
That's a wonderful thing. And mm-hmm. I think it makes it inviting. You kind of remove that barrier for people who might want to go into a dermatologist's office. But, you know, when you think of Greenwich and you think of, you know, dermatology practices, you do think, you know, of a more high end, and there might be a lack of approachability. But I think, you know, the fact that you do take insurance, the fact that you do these screenings, that you're medical and aesthetic, I think you're just, you run the gamut of
mm-hmm.
everything. So,
mm-hmm.
and you do pediatrics as well.
Oh, you know, from the time you're born, you have skin. So that's when we see you.
This is amazing. You just got like 3 people off of a family for me.
Exactly.
So I need to book my daughter too. But I think it's good, too, just to maintain skin health throughout the ages. And again, when you get to that, when you're in, you know, 50s and 60s, and then you say there was some sun damage before, you want to be able, if you hadn't taken care of your skin prior, to start then. If you're in your 30s and 40s, you want to be mindful of the changes that will happen going forward, and you want to start then.
Exactly.
If you are a teenager going through, you know, the acne phases, you want to, there's always an age and stage to be on top of your skin.
Exactly.
And being with a group will kind of just get you through each of those.
That's correct.
So talk to me a bit about the medical side, too. So we're doing skin cancer screenings. What are some common reasons that you go into a dermatologist through the various ages that I described?
Especially this season.
Yeah, so...
In the upcoming summer season, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we see moms that have children that go to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician doesn't know, is this mole okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have a rash or a contagious virus that they don't know how to treat, so they'll come to us. Then we have the campers who go and get cooties, right? They get warts, lice.
Sea lice.
Yes, they get fungus, all of those things. So we'll see those kids as well. We follow children if parents have had skin cancer and, you know, they're at risk, so we'll see them. But you never know. Anything from, you know, then there's the acne or there's unwanted hair. You know, whatever you can have, pretty much, you know, we'll see it at our office. You know, kids don't have to have acne scarring anymore, which is such an amazing thing. You know, if you catch acne early and treat it correctly, you know, they'll get past it and they won't have that scarring that we're chasing now with older people who didn't have that luxury of having that taken care of.
And the psychological effects of acne on a teenager are, I mean, there's not enough that can be said for it. You're in a very vulnerable age. There's hormonal activity. There's, again, social media, friend or foe, because, again, you're looking at filters. You're looking at severely altered appearances and that whole LA and the celebrities and the Kardashians and Jenners. I mean, they probably played with everyone's mind, you know, looking at that. And then you have these vulnerable teenagers who are trying to attain this false look, you know, this false outer shell. But acne is painful and it's tough and it's a cruel world. So being able to help teenagers and get them through it. And there's so much that's come out, too, about drugs like Accutane as well. I mean, 20 years ago.
Sometimes they just need hormone replacement, hormone therapy. Sometimes they need just topicals. Sometimes they need antibiotics and then Accutane. But we, because we're so big, we offer the full range of all treatments, so we don't have to just give you one. It's not one and done. You know, we get to choose from the lightest amount of treatment to, you know, the most dramatic treatment that we can give you. Like for women who are pregnant, they come in and they have tons of acne, but no one wants to give them any medicine. So we have blue light therapy, which basically you stand in front of a blue light, which kills the bacteria on your face. So, you know, there's always something for someone at our office.
It certainly sounds that way. So now let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Okay. We spoke about teenagers and children and moms-to-be. So the older end of the spectrum, okay, now people might think it's too late for me and there's nothing that can be done. But that's not true. I mean, I would reckon to say that at every generation, every age, there is something that can be done to give your skin optimal health and appearance.
Right. And you always look better.
It's so true.
You always look better. And like I said, we have so many modalities. Whether you're someone who is just willing to do lotions and potions, we only carry things that are scientifically backed. So they will work, but they take longer to work. Then we have things like very minimal lasers or chemical peels that are in the next phase. But then we have very powerful lasers that we call the erasers, who, you know, basically take everything off your face and you leave with, you know, a very unified look and a beautiful skin tone. There's everything from, you know, wanting to tighten your skin with devices like Ultherapy, or if you want to contour your body, we freeze fat and we melt fat.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yes. So there's just so many.
What's quicker?
Yes. Well,
is there a difference? So you're talking about the EMS Sculpt or the EMS Sculpt?
So this is, we have Sculpture, which is which is heating the fat.
Yes.
Okay. That too takes about 20 minutes each cycle, 20 to 25 minutes each cycle.
How many cycles per treatment?
Depends on how many you need. You know, everyone gets measured. Some people may only need it, you know, on either side. Some maybe want it on their upper. People complain about back fat or bra fat all the time, so we can do it there. We can do it under your arms. We can do it on your thighs. And Cool Sculpting is similar. It's the same amount of time, and you both receive about 20% less fat in those areas. That really does die and never comes back. So pretty impressive.
Oh, I'm all for it. all for it. You mentioned lotions and potions. I want to back up a little bit because you say whatever products you're using and selling are scientifically backed, which, again, I think is very good because there are so many products on the market. They're not cheap either.
Right.
So I think knowing what you're buying and knowing that you're buying something that is proven to work is really wonderful. I want to talk about sunscreen because, again, it's one of these great dichotomies where sunscreen, but yet sunscreen components, some of the chemicals are bad for you. And then they say, too, you know, you need a little bit of vitamin D through the sun with your skin not covered in sunscreen. So talk a bit about sunscreen, what your thoughts are, and what the differences of your sunscreen products.
Okay, so you want to wear no less than 30 50% SPF.
Okay.
That's the golden rule. And basically in the morning, any place I see skin, that's where I put my sunscreen.
And that could be like, you know, if you're putting on a facial moisturizer, get one with SPF.
Right.
Which is so easy to do nowadays.
Yep. Put it on your hands, your neck, your chest, wherever, you know, the light is going to see you.
Okay.
Some of the most protective sunscreens are the ones that use mineral blockers, like with zinc and titanium. You know, that's not a chemical. That's just a physical barrier for your skin.
Okay.
Just like the zinc that your lifeguards used to put on their nose. They've, mm-hmm. they've formulated that into powders and creams that disappear.
Okay.
You want to reapply every 90 minutes.
Wow, every 90 minutes.
Okay. We have this wonderful powder that, you know, after you've put your makeup on during the day and it's now you're going out to lunch, you're going to be in the sun, you can just brush it over your makeup and you're covered again.
Really?
Really. It's amazing.
So it functions over makeup.
And like for golfers, you can put it on your part, your top of your head, in your ears, so those places aren't missed.
And that's so important too when you think of golfers. I mean, again, that's you're really just opening up such exposure mm-hmm. to sun damage, and you're not always aware of it because you think you cover your face, but there are parts of your scalp that are exposed.
We do plenty,
if you have thinning hair as
plenty
well.
Of surgery on ears and scalps.
Yes.
And
the forgotten parts.
Exactly.
And, you know, I had a cousin, my cousin's wife, when she was in her young 20s, she had skin cancer on her foot.
Yep.
And she must have just been a very young 20s, and it was such an odd place to see it, and she has the scar from it. But
women,
know,
it's very common to get skin cancer on your legs.
Yeah, well, then too, open toe shoes too.
They get forgotten.
Feet.
Yes, exactly.
Well, sometimes too, even if I'm applying like body lotion in the morning, you get down to your ankle and you think you're good, and then like there's a whole foot area there too.
Exactly.
It happens with sunscreen.
Exactly.
You know, being a mother now, I am so over focused on my daughter though. Like she is covered from like her scalp to like her toenail in sunscreen. But you become that mindful because you think about the things that you did yourself.
Exactly.
So again, mineral blockers and sunscreens, but there are products out there that go over makeup that are wearable, but reapplying every 90 minutes. That's really
if you're out in the sun 90 minutes, and I would say like if you go out in the sun during lunch, right before you go out to lunch is a great time to do it too.
And that's important too. So being out in the sun is not just lying on the beach, because few people have the luxury to do that all the time. I mean, so much of our sun exposure comes from going out to lunch and sitting outside. God knows, I don't know the next time we'll be able to sit outside. Exercising too. Yeah, I mean, you're going for a jog or a walk, playing tennis, playing golf.
And it's not safe to get your vitamin D from the sun.
Really?
You're still exposing yourself to the harmful rays. You're much better off, you know, getting your blood drawn, finding out what your vitamin D level is, and then taking a supplement.
That's very interesting.
It's so easy to do. It's taking a vitamin. And,
well,
yeah.
There you go. So, again, so
no
much
more wrinkles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's talk about the wrinkles. Let's talk about, so what are the leading, everything starts to drop and everything starts to sag. And I missed the memo that it was going to start as early as it did. So when does it, what happens to the
skin? Well, everyone ages differently.
Okay.
Of course, if you're a smoker or if you're a sun worshiper, you've really jumped the gun. You're way ahead of everybody else in as far as aging. You know,
and it's the loss of collagen and the elasticity.
Well,
in the
it's
skin,
a loss
correct?
Of having a great blood supply to your skin as well when you are a smoker, and it is the damaging of the vessels and the actual skin cells when you are doing either one of those activities that really potentiates the aging process. So, but it can start at any age. You know, my daughter's 24 and she came to us and she said, "Look, I have this wrinkle." And I'm like, where? But sure enough, she showed me she had a wrinkle right between her eyebrows, which is pretty typical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she studies a lot. I'm sure that her face is doing this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we gave her 12 units of Botox and it was gone. And what that does is that just prevents her from continuing to use that muscle. So it's kind of like a training. That muscle isn't going to be used, so she's less likely to develop that wrinkle there.
So, okay, which is a great segue. So talk to us exactly about what Botox is. Is it harmful? What are we injecting into ourselves? And explain that function again, please.
Okay. So Botox is a neurotoxin. It's the most popular one out there. It's the one that we use.
Botox is the brand, is the name? It's the brand name?
Okay. Yes, but it's a neurotoxin. So what that does is it paralyzes your muscle temporarily.
Okay.
It usually lasts about 3 to 6 months Everyone is different. But what that does is it disallows you from using those muscles that are creating those lines.
Right, which happens over here.
Exactly. I mean, everyone has them, you know, in different places. Some people have them in their crow's feet. Someone have them, lines across their forehead. But, you know, if you have an experienced provider who knows just where to place this, you can minimize all those effects. You can still have movement, or you can choose to have a completely, shiny, flat forehead. So it is amazing. It's amazing where just a little bit of that can just make you feel like you don't look like your mom yet.
There is a genetic component to it, correct?
Exactly.
I always said when I saw this one, I was like, oh, mom. Like, it was just like, 'cause she had the same one. You alluded to your daughter and the reading and the studying. It's so true. You know, I have these. I should wear them more than I do. But there's this strain and this squint, and you can see it happens. And, hey, the lines also means that you laughed a lot, too. So that's a good thing as well. So there's some good causes for lines. But this is something that, you know, it can be fixed or treated, and there's no shame in doing it. There's no shame in not doing it as well. I mean, a lot of this comes down to our own personal preference. But I think everybody wants to be their best self.
Right. Just like if you choose to cover your grays or not, it's just, you know, an option that's out there if you want to try it. And you know what? You can do it. And within 12 weeks, 16 weeks, if you don't like it, it's gone.
That's very true. There's a lack of permanency. And I want to talk about that, Kara, because, you know, plastic surgery back in the day, they were under the knife procedures, full anesthetic. You would have to go and hide somewhere, or go away because you don't want to see the recovery. I've heard so many stories. But nowadays, it's a matter of walking into the office. You could arguably be out in 15 or 30 minutes.
For different procedures, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there are some that are more intensive. But, what you can do with all therapy and Fraxel. So the mindset behind this research, I'm sure, is that you want it accessible to people.
Mm-hmm.
No one has time for downtime.
Exactly.
And we all have to function. We all have to be able, it's nice to go in for lunch and come out kind of you 5 years ago.
Exactly. And I think part of that planning process is knowing that it's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. You don't wait until the last minute where your roots are 6, inches long. Keep that appointment. And all therapy is not something you see right away. All therapy will take, that ultrasound will go as deep as possible out of any laser or device that we have. And what that's doing, it's building collagen from the ground up.
Right. So it's not any injection of an artificial material. Waking up your own collagen.
Right. Exactly. And by, waking up by damaging your collagen, you're waking it up, and, that's going to cause your collagen to grow. To see the results of that, it's about 6 months' time, and on top of that, then you build your superficial collagen and the texture of your skin and the tone of your skin. So it's, from as deep down as you can to very superficial. It's a, it's a combined treatment.
Quickly, as our time is shortly coming to a close, collagen powders and supplements. Are you a fan? Are you not a fan?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, no, I appreciate
no.
that.
They,
the
there's,
here.
You know, and my husband gets so frustrated because it seems like every celebrity now is touting, their skincare line. And he's like, most of the people at his office went to Yale. Where do you learn more dermatology than one of the best schools that's out there?
No, it's so true. But again, it goes back to that social media, these fake personas that they have. And everyone just wants to look like Christie Brinkley. I want to look like Christie Brinkley.
Or they say
too,
they
but,
use those creams and they don't tell you everything that's
those creams
it.
Aren't what they are. They're not what they're using. It was funny. At the Greenwich Chamber luncheon, Kathy Lee Gifford spoke, and she was wonderful. And she was so honest and connected. And the first question someone asked her, and here I was, she was promoting her book, but someone said, what kind of moisturizer do you use? And she was very honest. It was nothing that it was out that you could buy. But everybody started jotting it down. So, yes, we all want to look like that. But I think that's so important. Go to medical professionals. Go to a place that has medical doctors.
Yes, and make sure your skin is healthy first before you do anything to it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the most important thing.
But I want to promote one more time a free skin cancer screening next Saturday, 8 to 12:30 at Connecticut Dermatology's Greenwich office, 50 Holly Hill, right behind Citarella's. This is so important, folks. It's free. Check your body. We have a summer season eventually coming upon us. There are things that can be done. And if something merits attention, give it that attention. So next Saturday, 8 to 12:30.
Yes.
I encourage everyone to go and visit you because this could truly be a family affair. There is a lot that you can do for a lot of different ages. No shame in going.
No, and a great way to see the office, meet the providers, mm-hmm. you know, get the feeling of, you know, that we're just humans too, wanting out there to help you and want to break that barrier. You know, that it's scary to come get a skin check.
Yes.
Really, it really isn't.
No, what's scary is what happens if you don't get one
yes.
and you needed one.
Exactly.
But be the best version of yourself, folks. That's the message today. And our friends at Connecticut Dermatology Group can help you do that. So, Kara, I thank you. Rebecca, I thank you,
It was
too.
Great to be here.
And before we close up, I just want to announce, I'm going to take a minute for this, Tuesday, May 7th, coming up at the Greenwich Senior Center, we invite you to a lecture that we're sponsoring on the Plan, Prepare, Protect series that I developed along with my friends Linda Ziak and Donna Castronovo. We're going to talk about this roadmap through aging issues and things you should think about in terms of your legal plans, your healthcare plans, and ultimately your final plans. So, another example of education and information that's available to people in Greenwich, 1 o'clock at the Greenwich Senior Center, 299 Greenwich Avenue, always something happening there. But circling back once more, 8 to 12:30, free skin cancer screening. Do they have to make an appointment for this or do they walk
in? No. Nope, they can call and make an appointment,
okay.
but you're also welcome to just walk in.
And your practice normally is open 6 days a week or...?
6 days a week in Norwalk.
Okay.
Monday through Friday in Greenwich as
okay.
of now.
Okay. But your website is also very comprehensive. And I must
yes.
say you have the ability to connect after hours too and send messages through a portal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So ease of making appointment, I can tell you because I just did it. It's very, very user friendly. And someone commented also on our page that it was their practice and they were so happy with you. So you had
That's
a
nice.
Great review. Yes. But I think everyone should just, it doesn't hurt to give a look, give a call. But certainly, if you're going to do it no other day, do it next Saturday, May 11th. Okay, ladies, I thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we'll definitely have you back. And this is Jen Graziano thanking you for taking the time to listen as we took the time to talk. Have a great day, Greenwich. Bye-bye.
The Voice of Greenwich. This is 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Our questioned Venezuelan unrest. I'm John Trout. Attorney General William Baldwin.